I am Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Arena Aces lost in the first round of the Western Section Hometown of Baseball Playoffs 4-2 at Belleville. The game was scoreless until the fifth inning when Stephen Mello hit a solo home run. They added two runs in the sixth and one more in the seventh. Arena played at its first run in the top of the eighth when Daniel Yonke scored on a ground out by Trey Schulte. Zach Cady in the ninth inning brought the team closer.
1-0 offering is ripped in the air. Well hit.
I think that's gone.
I think it's going. I think it is gone for Zach Cady. 4-2. Boy, he got on that one.
He got on it quick.
He'll touch them all here in the ninth inning.
After Cady's home run, Alan Spurley and Jimmy Jennings both followed with singles. Belleville was able to get a fly ball and a ground out to close the game. Cady was 2-for-4 at the plate to lead Arena. Stephen Mello went the distance, working all nine innings, striking out five and giving up eight Arena hits. The Raiders turned three double plays to back up his pitching. Jacob Sheehan and Brock Jilks both drove in runs. With a 4-2 win, Belleville will advance to the semifinals of the Western Section and will play at number one seed Verona on Sunday. Arena will host Belleville on Thursday night in the first round of the Thursday night Home Talent Baseball Playoffs. Elsewhere yesterday, Blanchardville 4-1 over Dodgeville. Verona's victory was 14-0 over Wyota, and Pine Bluff Mount Horeb got the win against Hollandale 4-2. Next week, Blanchardville at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, and as mentioned, Belleville at Verona. In the north, Cross Plains 2, Middleton 1, Ashton 10-0 over Black Earth. Cross Plains plays at Ashton in the next round. All of the games in Home Talent Baseball's Eastern Section were canceled yesterday because of inclement weather. In the Southeast, Utica 2-1 over Stoughton, McFarland 9, Footville 5, Fort Atkinson was a 9-0 winner over Cambridge, Jefferson 4, Albion 1, Evansville 17-2 over Lake Mills. This week, Utica plays at Evansville and Fort Atkinson at Jefferson in the next round. It's the next round of Church League softball tonight. Games continue on the East Diamond B Division this evening at Kroska Park. St. Mary's will play Knights of Columbus at 7 o'clock. Grace Community will umpire. At 8:15, Grace Community plays Richland Baptist Temple 3. St. Mary's will provide the umpires. Otherwise, games are slated for tomorrow night at Kroska Park in the A Division. 7 o'clock, the Mission will play 5 Points Lutheran. Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. At 8:15, Baptist Temple 2 takes on Richland Baptist Temple 1, and the Mission will umpire. The B Division also has action tomorrow night as well. 7 o'clock on the West Diamond, Free Methodist plays Church of the Nazarene. Boscobel will umpire, and Boscobel Assembly of God plays Grace Baptist Temple 3 winner at 8:10, and the Nazarenes will umpire during Church League softball's postseason. The 31st Richland Center Hornet Volleyball Camp is underway today. They have action for all ages between 2nd and 12th grades, and the guest clinician for all session will be Brock Mosier, a setter for Illinois and later Pittsburgh. She'll be on campus today getting a chance to give some focus for the young attendees for the camp. This event is sponsored by Richland Center Parks and Recreation Department. Bryce Tarang scored the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning Sunday to beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3. That gave the Brewers the series win on a single by Jake Bowers. It was Milwaukee's third walk-off win of the season. Dale Hall earned the win in relief for Milwaukee in yesterday's game. Manager Pat Murphy called it a team victory.
I mean, this was, in my mind, the best team win in a long, long time. It wasn't the best played. It wasn't perfect. The Twins are really, really good ball club. They have great pitching. Their offense is very aggressive, very capable, and that's why they're in position they're in.
Murph talked about what the win means.
We're banged up as a team can be, and we're going into a seven-game stretch against two of the best teams in the National League, and that's just the way it is on the road. Maybe we'll come together even more. I don't know, but it's been, you know, this win today was really really solidified in my mind what a great bunch we have.
And what about the Brewers and how they've done in close games?
I like 10-0 way better. 15 strikeout shutouts better. But the end result, when you stick with it this way, is just so rewarding, you know. So rewarding. It's because the team got to reveal themselves today a little bit. And we haven't been great, and we never tried to be great. But we won because that's what we do.
Logan Henderson gets the start tonight as the Brewers start a week-long West Coast road trip in San Diego. The win was critical yesterday because the Cubs also won 10-2 over Kansas City. Atlanta 2, the Yankees 1, Miami 12-3 over the Angels. Philadelphia 7, Toronto 6, Detroit 3, San Francisco 1, San Diego 7-2 over Houston. In the National League, Washington 7-1 over Cincinnati. The Mets beat Pittsburgh 11-1, St. Louis 7, Colorado 4, Arizona 4-2 over the Dodgers. In the American League, the Athletics 4, Boston 3, White Sox 5-3 over Cleveland. Baltimore beat Texas 10-5, Tampa Bay 4-1 over Seattle. From the WNBA, New York 111, Las Vegas 71, Washington 95, Phoenix 75, Minnesota 103, Dallas 90, Golden State 84-78 over Los Angeles. Former Milwaukee Bucks coach Don Nelson has died at the age of 86. Nelson was a five-time NBA champion and is a member of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. As a head coach, he won 1,335 games, the second most in pro basketball history. He also played 14 seasons as a 6'6" forward, with 11 of those seasons in Boston. Nelson was known for creating Nelly Ball by putting a smaller, faster lineup on the court. The Packers are trimming their physically unable to play list as the NFL season approaches. Yesterday's practice was closed to the public, but the media was present at the indoor facility. Defensive lineman Javon Hargrave and running back Chris Brooks were activated before practice. Four players remain on the PUP list: tight end Luke Musgrave, edge rusher Micah Parsons, defensive lineman Jordan Riley, and long snapper Matt Orzech. That is an update on sports today. I am Phil Nee.